Israeli officials say the Ramallah operation is the first stage of a much larger assault aimed at destroying the terrorist infrastructure that Israelis blame for hundreds of deaths they have suffered in 19 months of violence. Ari Meckel is a spokesman for the Israeli government. We reached him in Jerusalem and asked him what exactly Israel hopes to achieve by attacking the Palestinian compound.
The goal is to put an end once and for all to this campaign of terror that has been waged against us for the last 18 months by Mr. Arafat and the Palestinians. The life here has become almost unbearable in recent days and weeks. This was all peaked, so to speak, by what we call the Passover massacre, when 21 Jews were killed when they were having their Seder, the ritual that Jews have on Passover. We reached a situation in which we just couldn't ride the bus or go to a coffee shop or a movie theater or go shopping in the grocery store. It has really become impossible. All of this was the doing of Arafat, and we decided to put an end to it once and for all.
Are you trying to capture Mr. Arafat or kill him?
No, we are trying to isolate him, and we are trying to destroy the infrastructure of the Palestinian terror. We are trying to arrest armed men who shouldn't be armed. We've already arrested about 60 of them. We're trying to confiscate weapons. We will do that until we reach our goal.
Shooting at his office, though, goes beyond simply isolating him.
Well, the shooting was not at his office. The shooting we had to do, we came in there and we asked all the armed men to surrender. They refused. They started shooting, and then our soldiers shot back. And this is what the shooting was all about.
Earlier in a press conference, the U.S. Secretary of State, Colin Powell, suggested that the Israeli government consider the repercussions of this attack on Mr. Arafat's compound. What do you do next? Do you keep him under siege? How do you get a peace plan going again?
Well, right now, really, before we can think of repercussions, before we can think of anything else, we have to think of protecting the Israeli citizens. Any government has the responsibility, first of all, to provide security, to provide safety. And we can't sit back and wait for the next suicide bomber. We can't do that. And since all the other means have failed and exhausted themselves, we now have to use our military. We don't do it out of pleasure, but we do it because this is the last resort, since all the other efforts have failed. We have usually used a great degree of restraint. We have not reacted to very serious terrorist attacks against us. But this, too, was to no avail. So, basically, the alternative to this is doing nothing and just sitting around and waiting for the next suicide bomber. Well, that's not an option, really, and we did have to take some measures.
How do you see today's military operation stopping, ending, and when would it be a success?
It'll be a success when we reach our goal, and our goal is to stop all terror against the state of Israel and its citizens. So it will stop at that time.
But how about today's attack and the siege? How long will you keep Mr. Arafat under siege?
As long as necessary until we reach our goal.
Ari Meckel is an official with the Israeli Foreign Ministry.